Hey guys, this is Mike Mahaffey, the old bastard BJJ guy, here for BJJ Metal Models. Back in my day, we had to walk uphill in the snow both ways to get to the academy just to learn some crappy technique from a random purple belt. You kids have it so easy, because now you can just subscribe to BJJ Metal Models Premium and get tons of great audio courses to learn new techniques, enhance your mindset, and entertain yourself. You can even get personalized rolling reviews from some of your favorite BJJ Metal Models coaches, including me. It's like having your own seminar, you spoiled little whippersnappers. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe to BJJ Metal Models Premium right now, get off my lawn, and go train.
Hey, welcome to BJJ Mental Models. I'm Steve Kwan. BJJ Mental Models is your guide to a conceptual and intelligent jiu-jitsu approach. Today, we're talking about posture. That's right, your mom was completely correct. Posture is very important. Although, I have to admit, I don't want to dunk on your mom, but in the context of jiu-jitsu, she was probably a bit wrong in terms of how we define posture. If you think of posture in terms of what it means in the real world, usually it means you keep your back straight and upright and you walk around with confidence. But in jiu-jitsu, posture does not always mean you're straight and upright in that manner. And in fact, sometimes having that kind of posture, where you're upright and straight, the kind of posture we think is a good thing in the real world, it can actually be detrimental in jiu-jitsu. Today we're going to talk about why that is. So first, let's define what posture is in jiu-jitsu. I like to use the definition of posture that was provided by Rob Bernacki from Island Top Team and BJJ Concepts. And the way that he defines posture is your ability to effectively utilize your spine. Now, that might sound a little bit vague and a little bit generic, but it actually is pretty meaningful. And once you internalize that message, it becomes very helpful in terms of how you train jiu-jitsu, both when you're on the offense and when you're on the defense. So let's expand a little bit on what we mean by your ability to effectively utilize your spine. If you think about the way that your spine works, it's part of your torso, your core, really the strongest part of your body. I mean, our arms are sort of strong, our legs are really strong, but our real power comes from our core, our torso. That's where we do a lot of the big lifting, and that's where a lot of the big power comes from. And you've got to use that effectively. Now, if you've ever tried to do serious exercise while your spine is twisted, then you understand why posture is important. So if you want, for example, to deadlift, you need to have an aligned spine. Your body and your head need to be pointing in the same direction. If you were to ever try to turn your head in one direction while you're deadlifting, then you could seriously injure yourself. Similarly, if you're running, if you are looking in a direction other than straight ahead, it can be very hard to run effectively. That's just the way our bodies work. We have to have our heads and our bodies aligned. That means our spine is straight, it's aligned, and it's in an effective and powerful position. So when we say good posture in jiu-jitsu, that's all we really mean, that our spine is aligned properly so that we can do the things that we want to do. So what does bad posture mean? Well, quite simply, it means that your spine is twisted. If your head is turned in a direction that is different from the rest of your body, you probably have bad posture. Think about some of the positions in jiu-jitsu that are really terrible. Think about bottom side control, when someone is mashing your face with their shoulder. The reason that that sucks so bad is because you don't have good posture. By mashing their shoulder into your face, what they're doing is they're forcing your head to turn away. So your body is facing one direction, your head's facing another. You can't really fight effectively from there. And if you were to turn the rest of your body away to align with your head, that's better. You've got some posture now, but the problem is you are now facing away from your opponent, which in itself is a detriment. Usually, when you have good posture, that's going to mean that you're facing your opponent. Not always. There are ways to fight effectively when you're giving up your back, but most people know that in jiu-jitsu, it's often a bad idea to give up your back if you can avoid it. So that's another part of what we would consider good posture. Are you in a position where your body is facing and aligned so that you can face your opponent properly? Now, defensively, what does this mean? It means that if you are trying to survive in a bad position, one of the things you need to make sure at all times is that your body and your head are pointed in the same direction. If your opponent has succeeded in twisting your head in one direction so it no longer aligns with the rest of your body, that means you've got bad posture, and right out of the gate, it's going to be hard to do pretty much anything else. That's one of the reasons why, and again, I'm going to keep coming back to side control because this is one of the most obvious examples of where posture matters. If someone is crushing your face and forcing you to look away, you really want to be dealing with that before you deal with anything else. It's extremely hard to re-guard if someone is pushing your head so that you're forced to look away from them. So common advice you will hear people say when defending from bottom side control is that you should deal with the cross face first. That's not always true. There's a few ways to kind of get by without that, but that's generally good advice, to deal with the cross face first, because breaking your posture is just so powerful. That's a reason why you really want to take that seriously as a threat. Now, you can flip this around, and on the offense, what does this teach us? Well, it teaches us that if we can twist our opponent's spine and force their head to look in a different direction from their body, that's always a good thing. The head is what we would call the end of the lever of the spine. And if you think of how you manipulate a lever in jiu-jitsu, attacking the end of the lever is a great way to get powerful leverage. So for example, on the arm, that would be the wrist. On the leg, that would be the foot. In the case of the spine, that's going to be your head. Very hard to just grab someone by the torso and twist them that way, but I can grab your head and turn it in a direction, and that's going to screw you up in most cases. Now, it's worth pointing out that turning your head by itself does not necessarily mean that your posture is broken. You can turn your head a little bit to either side to some extent without breaking your posture. It really comes down to, are you turning your head within an acceptable range of motion? For most people, you can probably turn your head, 45 degrees one way or the other without really compromising your posture significantly. And in fact, there's a lot of jiu-jitsu postures that take this into account. So for example, if you are using your shoulder to protect your neck, doing what Preet Mikkelsen might call the boxer shoulder, that's an example of where you're intentionally turning your head a little bit, but you're not doing so to such an extent that it's compromising your posture. Now, on the other hand, if I am able to turn your head 90 degrees to the side, you're probably going to be unable to fight or defend yourself effectively because your posture is so compromised. So a lesson here for all of us is, if we want to attack effectively, one of the things that we always want to do is attack our opponent's posture. If we can twist their spine, that is almost always going to be a good thing. If we can twist their head so they are forced to look away from us, this is almost always going to be a good thing. This is something that I have heard, I can't remember who exactly said this. It was either Chris Paynes or it was Omid Kakshur, but one of them referred to this as rinsing the spine. And I asked them, what do you mean by rinsing the spine? How does someone do that? And the way that they explained this to me is, it's like taking a wet washcloth and trying to get the water out by twisting it to make the water come out. That's basically what you want to do to someone's spine. Much like you would rinse a washcloth, you want to rinse the person's spine. I also heard this referred to as disrespecting the spine, which I think is a hilariously awesome way to describe what you're doing to someone here. So the moral of the story in jiu-jitsu, and actually in pretty much every martial art, is if you can twist the person's spine so that their head is no longer facing in the same direction as their body, that is almost always going to be an advantage. Now, we've talked about base in last week's episode, and if you haven't heard that, I definitely recommend going back and taking a look at that mini episode, because all of this stuff is going to tie together. In the next episode, we're going to talk about structure. And if you've listened to BJJ Mental Models for any period of time, you know that base, posture, and structure, when put together, make something really cool and really essential for making your jiu-jitsu better. So anyway, there you go. That is my quick explanation of posture, what it means for jiu-jitsu, how to use it defensively, and how to use it offensively. And of course, if you want more of this, we've got entire long-form episodes on topics like this, as well as articles in our database of mental models. All of this is available for free at bjjmentalmodels.com, so please do check that out if you haven't already. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to everyone soon.